4, Wars Change Alabama. Chapter Preview, Terms. Historic Indians, Council, Missionary, Persuade, Ammunition, Ally, Orphan, Militia, Migration, Elect. When the explorers and settlers arrived in the land called Alabama, there were people living here. These native people had families, governments, and religions. They had ways of making a good life. American Indians have a long history, but most of it is not written. When the Europeans came to the New World, the Indians had different ideas about what to do with these newcomers. The Creek War was really two wars. It was a civil war within the tribe and a war with the United States. The Creek White Sticks wanted to make peace with the Americans and the settlers. The Creek Red Sticks wanted to fight the Americans. The Creek Nation was divided and fought each other over what to do about the settlers. Great Britain and Spain helped the Red Sticks fight the Americans. They did this by giving the Indians guns and supplies. Both countries wanted America to lose to the Creek Nation. Great Britain worked with Shawnee Chief Tecumseh to defeat the Americans. The United States fought with the help of the Creek White Sticks, Cherokee, Choctaw, and Chickasaw. Americans were fighting for the settlers' safety and for future settlers' rights. The Treaty of Fort Jackson ended the war. It allowed a population explosion that changed Alabama forever. In the end, the United States did not reward the Indians who helped them defeat the Creek. At the same time, the United States declared war on Great Britain in 1812. The new country of America fought the British in the War of 1812. Battles began in June 1812 and continued to the spring of 1815. Although a peace treaty was signed in 1814, fighting did not stop until the next year. This was because it took a long time for the news to reach all areas. Chapter 4, Section 1, American Indian Tribes of Alabama. As you read, look for the four main tribes of Alabama, how the tribes made a living, what they felt about the land, terms, historic Indians, council, missionary. Historic Indians are those who were living in the New World when the Europeans arrived. The explorers and settlers began keeping written records of the American Indians they met. Historic Indians are known by tribal names. The four main tribes of Alabama were the Creek, the Cherokee, the Choctaw, and the Chickasaw. These Indians lived mostly in villages near waterways. They farmed, fished, and hunted. They believed the land belonged to all people. The Indians took care of the land that they used. They used all parts of the animals that they killed. This was part of their culture. The tribes traded and worked with traders and settlers. They learned much of the culture of Europeans or white men. The Creek. The Creek tribe was one of the larger tribes in the southeastern part of North America. The Creek were not just one group of people. They allowed people from other Indian tribes to join them. Even though the people were not alike, the different towns came together to form a nation. The English traders called all of these people Creek. Creek Indians, also called the Muscogee, lived in central, eastern, and southeastern Alabama. Around 1700, the Creek Nation had 50 small towns or tribes. A chief, or miko, and a tribal council ruled each town. A council is a group of people chosen to make decisions for a larger group, such as the tribe. Family life was very important to the Creek, as it was to other tribes. Children belonged to the woman's family and clan. The mother's male relatives taught her sons how to hunt and be men. The Cherokee. The Cherokee lived in the northeastern part of Alabama and the Tennessee River Valley. By 1782, there were several Cherokee towns in the future Alabama. Many of the Cherokee married white settlers and adopted their ways. The federal United States government sent an agent to help the Indians change the way they lived. The women were given looms, weaving machines, so they could make cloth. The agent gave the men plows and encouraged them to farm and raise livestock. Some Cherokee became farmers and traders who imported goods from Europe. Christian missionaries started schools at Creek Path and Willstown. A missionary is a person who goes to another area to do religious work. Many of the Indians adopted the white man's God. They sang the songs of the Black Coats, ministers. The Choctaw. The Choctaw tribe was one of the most powerful in the Southeast. They lived along the Mobile and Alabama rivers in southwestern Alabama. There were about a dozen Choctaw villages in Alabama, mainly in present-day Sumter, Choctaw, and Washington counties. Pushmataha was a famous Choctaw leader. During the Creek War, he joined American forces to fight the Red Sticks. The Choctaw were excellent farmers and traders. When deer became scarce, the Choctaw raised livestock, grew cotton, operated inns, and owned ferries. In 1786, the Choctaw signed their first treaty with the United States to begin trade. The Chickasaw. The few Chickasaw villages in the state were in the northwestern part. Most of their early villages were along the Tennessee River. The Chickasaw were brave and fierce fighters. In 1541, Chickasaw warriors successfully fought the forces of Hernando de Soto. William and George Colbert were Chickasaw brothers who could speak and write English. The Colberts encouraged their tribe to raise cattle and grow cotton. They wanted the Chickasaw to have a more American-style government. Think it through. 1. Which tribe let people from other groups join them? 2. Why did the United States government want the Indians to change their ways? 3.